Hello and welcome back to the Pursuit Podcast with me, your host, Shayna Rucker. And today is actually, this episode is probably the last time you're going to hear me say welcome to the Pursuit Podcast as we're getting ready to shift the podcast over to the new name and the new, I mean, it's going to be kind of new the way that I'm sharing on the next evolution of this podcast, but it's going to be called How It's Really Going, Daily Musings of a 40-something ADHD Online Entrepreneur Pursuing the Dream. And so we're still talking about similar things. We're talking about entrepreneurship. We're going to be talking about, you know, how to do all the things. But I think it's going to be more real, more raw. Not that this podcast hasn't been real. You guys know that I keep things super real over here, but it's just, I really have this like desire to talk about all the things in entrepreneurship and talk about them in real time. And that's what I'm really excited to do. I mean, I'm scared shitless because I have no idea really what that actually looks like and, you know, how I'm going to do that exactly. I do want to just show up and hit record and talk about what's going on in my life and my business to help you, like, because I really do feel that having somebody that you follow, that you're connected to, that you, you know, align with, and the fact that, you know, if you're an online entrepreneur, especially if you're an online coach, and you know, you're dealing with life and all the things, and you're trying to build the business, and you know, maybe you're someone like me who's also struggles with ADHD, you know, you got things going on in the world, and you want to just feel seen, feel heard, feel like what the things that you're going through aren't just yours, that there are other people who are able, that are going through those things as well, but not only going through them, but still going, you know, because oftentimes we feel like we're alone when we're going through the things in our life. And that's really what I want this podcast to do, is to help you feel like you're not alone, and that no matter where somebody is in their journey, whether they're making, you know, 30K a year or 100K a year or 1,000,000K a year, it doesn't matter. We're all still going through shit, and we're all still having wins, but also maneuvering the growth. And this podcast has always in some way, shape, or form actually been that. That's, you know, it's funny. And this is what today's episode is about, actually. It's about the evolution of a podcast. If you've ever wanted to create a podcast, or maybe you have your own podcast, I'm going to be sharing a little bit about my journey in podcasting, you know, how I started. I'm going to share some stats and things with you guys, as we're getting ready to sort of wind down the Pursuit Podcast and relaunch this as How It's Really Going. And so I thought it would be kind of cool to reflect back over the, I started my podcast in fall of 2016. And I just want to share some insights and some things about this podcast before we make the shift. But this podcast is all, my first podcast name was called Keeping It Real with Shayna Rucker. So it's always in some way, shape, or form been about that real conversation of business and entrepreneurship. So that's really not changing. And I think the thing that's becoming, the thing that I'm shifting with the new version of this podcast is just more rawness. Because even when I first started my podcast back in 2016, you know, it was produced. It had all of the bells and whistles. I kind of talked about this in that last episode where I shared my update on the ADHD stuff. And I was just like, you know, I don't need those things as somebody who's, you know, out there looking for information and support and guidance and, you know, looking for my own podcast. It's like, I don't need all the bells and whistles. I don't need the intros and the music and all of those things. I just want to hear the conversation. Like, let's just go. And so that's what I want to bring to this podcast, is that more real, raw, uncut, unfiltered thing. Like right now I have morning voice because it literally is 6:43 in the morning. I couldn't sleep last night. I've had a terrible night's sleep between my cat and all these other things. And I woke up at like 5, thanks to my cat, and I couldn't fall asleep. And all I was thinking about while I was lying there was like, oh, I should record a podcast to wrap up the Pursuit Podcast, to talk about, you know, the journey till now. And I couldn't stop thinking about it. So I just got out of bed had my coffee and here we are. Like, you know, so it's like that. It's like real. It's like, hey, here's what's, I'm just going to hit record and just talk about what's going on right now. Where before, you know, I had all the music and all the things and I would have a topic and I would teach you on a certain topic or I'd have a guest speaker teaching on a certain thing. And there's not that there's anything wrong with that. There's, you know, those, that has been great. That's been what my podcast has been since I started. And I'm, you know, have had a fairly successful podcast, but I just don't want to do that anymore. I just don't want to do that anymore. In fact, what happened for me was I actually started to avoid recording podcast episodes because of all of the editing side of the podcast. Because my husband was my editor. He would have to listen to the episodes, edit out all my ums, which you guys, I'm sure, hear a million times. Take out, you know, because sometimes I repeat myself a lot and whatever, you know, as I'm trying to get to a point. And he would edit all of that out and, you know, and make this like little pristine little gem and we'd throw it on the podcast. And I started avoiding doing podcast episodes because all I would think about, well, I don't want to burn my husband. I know he's really busy to edit it. And, it, you know, if I do it now, it's probably gonna be a couple of days before it gets out. And then that's, you know, like it just became icky and I didn't like it. And then I heard a podcast episode where the woman just started talking. She just was like, hey, this is me. I'm just going to start talking and here we go. And I was like, oh my God, that's brilliant. And I need to do that. And so once I started doing that, which happened maybe a couple of months ago, probably in the summer, I just started talking and not putting all the stuff on it and not editing. And I started doing more episodes again. And I was like, oh, isn't this interesting? You know, you release all of the quote unquote expectations that you think people have for your podcast or for anything. And you just do it the way that it feels good to you. And now I'm doing more podcast episodes. And now the idea for the next evolution of my podcast came in. And like, it's like, oh, okay. I see how this works. It's like when you make it easy, it gets easy and it actually works out better. And I think what happens when you let go of expectations of what you think you should be doing and you release sort of the how and you release the fear of judgment and all of those things, the universe just kind of comes in and goes, hey, here's a really cool idea. This is really going to work. Go for it. Like, do it, you know? And then you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, of course. And so anyways, I don't know if this is actually going to work, but we're doing it because it feels good and it feels right. And I'm super excited. So we're going to actually over here, and I say we, but I really mean just me. It's just me. I always say we because I'm thinking of my husband too, but I'm going to relaunch the podcast in January because I want to create a couple of episodes that sort of give the story and just really just have a few episodes there of the new version of the podcast. So when I relaunch it, there's a few episodes for you guys to watch. And you know why we do that? You do that because when you launch a podcast, if you have multiple episodes, when you launch it, when you're telling social media, you have a new podcast, when you're putting, you know, I'm not restarting a new podcast on iTunes. This podcast is just going to shift over. But if you're looking to start a podcast and you know, you get your stuff into iTunes, you do all that work, and you have a bulk, let's say 4 or 5 episodes ready to go, when you kind of flip the switch and say, okay, my podcast is here, what happens is people will binge listen to all of those episodes in one go, usually. And each listen counts as a download in iTunes world. And so if you have 100 people listening to 5 episodes, that actually counts as 500 downloads in one day. And that helps to move your podcast up to new and noteworthy and those kinds of things, right? Because it's saying, oh my gosh, look at all the people listening to this podcast today. You know, it should go up in the ranks. So it just helps your podcast to be seen. That's all. And so we're going to be using that, that strategy when we relaunch the podcast, because I want to do a little backstory. I want to, you know, have a couple of episodes in the can, and then I'm going to just start recording. I would like to do it daily, but there's a part of me that's really scared to do it daily or to commit to daily, because I feel like there are a lot of days where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I didn't get 10 things done, let alone record an update for the podcast. However, if the whole point of this is real, raw, turn on the mic and talk about what's going on that day in your business. So, I mean, I can just put it in my calendar, right? And say at 3 o'clock, turn on your mic and record what's going on that day and talk for however long it takes, turn it off and upload it, you know? So there's really no excuses to not be able to do it daily. I think my fear is if I say daily and then I don't do it, I don't want to let you guys down, but I also don't want to let myself down to a commitment. And I'm also like, what the frig am I going to talk about every day? Like, how can you create good enough content every day that people want to listen to? And again, that's just a story. That's just my ego saying, you can't do this. But there's something inside me on the flip side that says, no, you should do it daily. Make it like a reality TV show. That's what my brain's saying. So anyways, I'm going to start with daily. And here's the thing. If I miss a day, I miss a day. Again, real, raw, no editing. This is just what it is. And I'm sure if I miss a day, when I get back up and talk about it, when I turn on my mic the next day, I'll talk about it, you know? So anyways, that's kind of what I'm thinking. But now let's get into, just to switch gears. My brain does that a lot, switching gears. Let's get into the history of this podcast. Now, if you are thinking about starting a podcast, this is why I want to share this story with you. And I actually pulled up my Buzzsprout stats. That's the podcast editor I use, is Buzzsprout. I was looking at my all-time stats for this podcast. Now, I started this podcast in September of 2016. So that was a long time ago. And I am looking at my stats, which when you have something like when you have something like Buzzsprout, any kind of software actually for your podcast will show you statistics of like how many people downloaded episodes each month. You can even look at how many people downloaded episodes like daily. And so the growth curve of my podcast is quite interesting. It actually it starts out low. And then in about July of 2020, I have this really big peak. And then in November now it's kind of come down again because it was probably, it was like the summer of 2021 when I kind of stepped away from my podcast a little bit. But here's the thing. Because I did all of the work that I've been doing on this and creating episodes since 2016, even when I had months where I wasn't recording anything, we were still getting people downloading episodes and listening to episodes of the podcast. Like in July of 2021, there was 1,400 downloads. And that was a month when I literally stepped away from my entire business. And so I just kind of took the month off. And we still had 1,400 episodes that were downloaded. And so like that's the power of having a podcast. And this is why, you know, I always say to my clients, start a podcast if you can fit it in. Because what I love about podcasting is I feel like it's a different kind of audience than Instagram and social media. And I feel like it's also, I get a lot more traction from my podcast, like people who message me or find me, who join even my programs and stuff because they heard the podcast. And they might not necessarily be hearing the latest podcast. Sometimes people will go onto iTunes and search a topic, and I have a podcast about that topic from July of 2020. And so people are finding that episode, listening to it, liking it, and coming to find me on Instagram. And then they follow me or they're coming to find me on Facebook, or sometimes they email me or they just go to my website. And so the cool thing about having a podcast is that it just continues to live. Like I have people, you know, if I click on, actually, let me just click on today or so, December 2022. So this is this month. So far this month, and it's only the first of the month. Keep in mind, today's actually the second. It's the morning of the second. I've had 36 downloads of podcast episodes that go back to July 5th of 2021 is the earliest one. So yesterday, it could be one person, but somebody literally binged my podcast and listened to like a whole bunch of episodes, which is cool because it, like I said, it's content that lives on. People can get to know, like, and trust you through your podcast. Now they can do that through your Instagram as well, but I feel like Instagram is like really short, potent, you know, pieces of content, and people kind of get distracted on there, right? Like they're listening to a million other things. Okay. Sorry. pause. My dog wants out and nobody can hear it. So I'm gonna text my husband and tell him to please let the dog out before he goes nuts. Sorry, I had put, please let the fog out. Please let the dog out. I'm recording a podcast. A podcast. Like, sometimes I swear I'm the only one that can hear the damn dog who wants outside. Okay, so yeah, so yesterday there was 36 downloads of all kinds of different episodes. So this is why, you know, having a podcast, it really does live on. And Instagram and social media are short-term things. Like, they're like little blasts, and people can get really distracted on those platforms. But with podcasting, and this is how I consume podcasts, I'm listening to a podcast while I'm driving. I'm listening to a podcast while I'm walking the dog. I'm listening to a podcast while I'm doing my makeup and getting ready in the morning. Like, I'm not being distracted by anything else, and I'm listening to the whole thing. And so that's what I love about podcasts, is that people will actually listen to the whole podcast episode. They'll listen to the content longer, which helps to build that more, that know, like, and trust even more so than, you know, a quick little snippet on Instagram. So I do feel like a podcast, if you're thinking about building a podcast for your business, I do feel like, one, people get to know you a little deeper through your podcast, because you get to talk longer and share more and be like this, you know, just saying it like it is, and they can feel your vibe, versus like an Instagram post. You know, I think it takes more Instagram content to build know, like, and trust than it does a podcast. It takes less. Like, somebody could totally know, like, and trust you with one episode. You know, to have somebody get that through Instagram or short hits like that on social media, it takes longer. So I really think a podcast is great for that reason. And now, you know, again, looking at my stats over time, some months I've had almost 8,000 downloads, you know. So if you really, like, you know, 8,000 downloads in 1 month, like, that's a lot of people listening to your content. And so, and I also think with podcasting, there's a different, not a different audience. I mean, I do have a lot of similar people in my Instagram and in my podcast, but I do feel that there are people who are just in my podcast that maybe aren't real heavy Instagram or social media users, and that consume the content on a podcast. So I do feel like you're cultivating, I think, a more intimate audience on your podcast more so than your Instagram. So if you're thinking about starting a podcast, 100%, absolutely, I would, if it's been on your mind, just start. And I think about that, you know, when I started my podcast back in September of 2016, I'm just going to pull that up, September 2016, I had no idea what I was doing. I was just starting to share things, and I'm sure it was overly curated, and I'm sure I was doing all the things I quote unquote thought I needed to do to have a, you know, a successful podcast. But you know, there are episodes from 2016 that people still listen to, and that's when my podcast was, it was called Keeping It Real, which I love that name still, but it was about network marketing, because I was doing network marketing coaching when I first started my business. And so, you know, I don't know. I just love being able to share in this format. So September 2016 is when I started, and here we are today, however many years later. Altogether, I'm just looking at these stats, you guys. Altogether, we've had 242,000 downloads in that time. Now, that's not, it sounds like a lot, but to be honest, I don't think that's like crazy amounts of numbers. I know people get that per episode, like, you know, your Amy Porterfields of the world and stuff. But, you know, it says in the last 90 days, I've had 7,684 downloads. Like, I'm not getting that same kind of reach on my social media, you know? So again, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, I do feel like there's just so much more that you can get with a podcast than you can on social media. And the other thing is too, you know, with a podcast, and I mean, you can get this a little bit on social media, is that when you bring guests onto your podcast, you now then those guests share the podcast episodes with their listeners. And so then you get exposed to their audiences, which helps bring more people into your audience. So a couple of the my more popular episodes, because it says on your stats, it'll show you your all-time episodes. My most popular episode was with Amanda Francis. And so that was really cool because she shared my podcast episode on her social media. People are often in iTunes searching her name because she's very well known in the coaching industry. And so they're finding me because I interviewed her. And my second most popular episode is with Melanie Ann Lair from Alpha Femme. And again, she shared it. People come on to iTunes and search for her name. My podcast episode comes up. My third most popular podcast is with Bob Heilig, who was my very first business coach ever. And so that's my third most one. And it's interesting. My fourth most popular episode was one I created called Creating Quantum Leaps in Your Life and Business. And I don't know what happened with that episode. I should re-listen to it. It must have been shared lots because it's my fourth most popular episode with just over 1,000 downloads. I know what I talked about in that episode. I talked about creating quantum leaps, but why that particular episode was like super high and up there with like Amanda Francis and Melanie Ann Lair, I'm not sure. So like I said, people must have really resonated with it and shared it many times. And that's another reason why podcasts are great is because people do share them and it helps to bring more listeners, obviously, to your podcast. And then my fifth most popular episode is with Ange Peters, which is another well-known network marketer. And so you know, when you have those episodes with other people, it helps to bring new faces to your, or new ears, I should say, to your podcast. But and so anyways, I just think podcasting is amazing. And I think here's the thing, and I'm hopefully going to be an example of this for you. If you do want to create a podcast, make it easy. Don't make it hard. If you're overwhelmed by all, like, how do I put the music on? How do I do this? How do I edit it? How do I, you know, all of these things. It doesn't have to be that hard. You can just literally, I use Zoom. I hit record. I get the audio file from Zoom. I upload it to Buzzsprout. I put the title and everything. Sorry, I had to swallow. Real. You put the title, put the description, put any links that you need to put in, and then you hit upload. And you can schedule it to upload in the mornings, or you can just schedule or just like have it just go live right then and there. And then you just tell everybody on your social media, hey, there's a new podcast episode, check it out here. That's basically what I do. Now, your podcast cover, I create mine in Canva, super easy. Just go to Canva, look at the templates, put your own photo in there, change the colors to your branding colors, change the name, change the, like, because they've got names and stuff on them. So you obviously need to change it to your name, your podcast title, and you've got basically a pre-designed podcast cover. That's what I did. And I mean, I'm a graphic designer. I could have started from scratch and designed it myself, but I found a template I liked. I changed the photo, I changed the title, and here we are. And you'll see that soon. It's not on this episode yet, but in January, when I get everything switched over, you will see the new name, the new podcast cover, the new description, and me starting to just riffraff around business, entrepreneurship, life, the real stuff that's going on. And so if you've been wanting to do a podcast, guys, just fucking do it. Just do it. Honest to God. The only thing I will say, and I see this in my stats, is the consistency of showing up somewhat regularly. So whether it's weekly, biweekly, even if it's monthly, is just trying to stay consistent to that. Because when I look at my all-time stats, you know, there's an upward growth, a curve that's going up, obviously, because I was very consistent with my podcast when I first started, right through until about 2020, beginning of 2021, where I started to kind of feel like, oh, my podcast, it's just a lot. It's a lot. And I just didn't have the brain space for it. And so like I said, there were months where I didn't do any episodes at all. And then I kind of started jumping back into the podcast in probably the summer of this year. And the curve is starting to go back up again, but the consistency is important. Because if you don't have the consistency, obviously you're going to lose listeners. But here's the thing. Once someone subscribes to your podcast, like with the podcast app, and they subscribe to it, like it's not like if you don't do an episode, they're going to be like, oh, she hasn't done any episodes, I'm unsubscribing. It's not like that. They just subscribe. And then when you do an episode, if they're subscribed, it's going to pop up in their feed like, hey, Shayna did a new episode. And they're like, oh, let's listen. You know, like it's not like if you don't show up, the algorithms are going to penalize you and not show your stuff to people. If they're subscribed, they're subscribed. You know, they're going to see your stuff. At least that's how I know it to be true. Any of the podcasts I'm subscribed to, as soon as they do a new episode, it just updates that, hey, here's all your new episodes for today. You know, whether someone did one, if they did one, it pops up. If they didn't, then it doesn't, you know. And it's not like the algorithms are not going to show me that you did a new episode because you have been not posting, you know. So that's another reason why I like the podcasting. And like I said, if you just keep it easy and you just show up and you share and you be real and you talk about the things that are important and aligned with your business and aligned with your ideal clients and just, you know, give them, like, it's not like there's not going to be value, even if you're just showing up talking about what's going on in your business or in your life or in your, you know, whatever your business is about. There's always value. Like there's always value in just being connected. And I think that's one of the nice things about podcasts is you guys get to hear my voice. You get to hear my energy. You get to kind of hear the realness, and there's connection in that. You know, you don't get that same sort of thing. I mean, in Instagram you do from stories for sure, and potentially reels, and if you do live videos, but most people are just posting, and you just have less connection in that kind of thing. And the algorithm does penalize you, and sometimes your stuff doesn't get seen. So, you know, I just feel like podcasting is just another nice extension to the other things we have going on in our businesses. And if you keep it easy and just make it fun, like when I started my podcast, I was like, let's start a podcast because it's fun and I listen to podcasts. So if I listen to podcasts and I start a podcast, then people might listen to mine. And that's just what I did. I didn't overthink it. I mean, yes, we overproduced it, but I didn't overthink the whole, like, should I do this? Like, I don't know. I was just like, yeah, this seems like the right thing to do. A lot of coaches have podcasts. Let's do it. And so we just went through the motions and started it. And, you know, 250,000 downloads later, you know, here we are. And I know lots of you have found me because of this podcast, because you've searched, whether it was back when I was doing network marketing and you were searching network marketing support of some sort, or through the business coaching, or, you know, somebody shared an episode of mine on their social media because they liked it so much, or for whatever reason. I know a lot of people have found me through this podcast, and I'm grateful for that because it's reach that you don't, it's just reach you don't get through Instagram or through social media. And that's in my opinion and in my experience. So it's just been a lot of fun. And I think that's the thing. You've got to keep it fun. You've got to keep it real. You got to keep it to the way that you want it. You can't try and make it something that doesn't, you know, that you feel like you need to make it like Amy Porterfield's, or I don't know, whoever else has got a super wicked high listening podcast. You have to make it what's right for you. And when you do that and it feels in alignment with you and you show up in a way that feels good to you, then you won't avoid it. And I think that's what happened with me, is I started showing up in a way that I felt I had to, and I started to avoid doing it. And it started to kind of actually, I would say I got podcast burnout because I was trying too hard to make something super perfect and polished. And nobody has time for that. Nobody has time for that at all. So now we're doing it this way, and I'm super excited. So basically I just came on here today to just say, hey, this Pursuit podcast is going to go on, is going to go bye-bye. The actual podcast itself is not going bye-bye, but the Pursuit name, everything's going to change. So you're probably not going to see any episodes from me. You might, I don't know. Who knows? I might just jump on and talk about things because there might be something going on that just needs to be said. But the new branding, the new episodes, all that kind of stuff is going to happen in January. We will be taking a good solid break over the holidays. I just had my first I have some new clients inside the client attractor, and we just had our first call yesterday, and we discussed, you know, let's take 2 weeks off over the holidays. Like, let's just not do calls. We could, because the call days don't fall on holidays. It falls on the 21st and the 28th. But I'm like, you know what? We all need some time to be with our families, to just like refill our cups. So let's not do calls those 2 weeks, and we'll add 2 weeks, you know, in March. So for those who are joining the Client Attractor, which is my business, which is my program for new coaches to help them build their coaching business and really help them sort out how to build their offers, who their ideal clients are, how to get on social media, how to build a podcast if that's something you want to do, just to help them build that solid foundation for their business. If you start in the month of December, we're taking 2 weeks off, just as an FYI, and we're adding them into March, so that everybody has time to chill and be with their kids and their families and all the things. But so come January, you'll know, because if you follow me on Instagram, I'll be talking about it on Instagram, but you'll see the shift when it happens, and I'll be doing all that work over the next couple of weeks. So super excited for that. But other than that, just continuing to keep moving, keep talking about all the things, and yeah, that's pretty much it. So I'm going to go, because I'm really super thirsty after having my coffee and talking here for however long I've been talking, and I'm going to go start my day. But I hope that if anything, this has inspired you to consider starting your own podcast, and to thank you guys for listening to this podcast. If you've been a longtime listener, to thank you, and I can't wait to share the next evolution of this podcast with you. And I appreciate you, all 242,000 downloads of you out there. And I'm excited to see what this next evolution, what happens from it. So that's it for me. Have an awesome day, everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.